last couple of days, and when you going back?
Forgive me for not dropping by as much as we would both like, but since the hurricane, I have been swamped with my volunteer duties as head of the Save the Dog campaign, or as I like to call it, STD. So how's your little foster puppy working out?
Oh, great. He's so cute. Jake's been playing with him all morning, and Van's so jealous that he put bacon fat behind his ear.
That's how I got Brock. Listen, we got a problem.
What's up?
The dog's family saw the picture I put online, and after the hurricane, they were bused here to Houston, so they're going to be here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, well, we knew it was going to happen. It just happened sooner than we expected. We better go break the news to Jake. This isn't going to be easy.
I think I'm going to call him Jake Jr. I love him so much, I want him to be my son.
Oh, Lord. Reba, this is the most painful part of STD.
Hey, Jake. We have some great news about the dog. You know how we talked about the best situation would be if his family found him and could come get him? Mm-hmm. Well, they have, and they're coming by to pick him up today. You gonna be okay with this?
Mom, it's not about me. Jake Jr.'s gonna be with his family. That's why we did this.
My sweet, sweet little man. You understand charity. Even though it's hard on us, we always help those in need. You get that. Which reflects well on me.
It's them.
Okay, now remember, these people have had a tough time. Let's make sure that we stay upbeat and positive and not dwell on everything that they've been through. Van?
Hi, I'm Ruby Jackson, and this is my grandson, Darnell.
Oh, you poor, miserable wretches. You were almost swallowed up by the sea.
Barb Jean, let them go. They suffered enough. Hi, I'm Reba Hart.
Hi, Reba.
Grandma, it's Jambalaya.
This is so kind of you, Reba.
Well, Ruby, actually, the kindness was mine. Hi, I'm Barbara Jean Hart, and I'm the face of STD.
Well, thank you all for taking care of my dog.
Well, we were very happy to, and we're very glad that Jambalaya gets to go home with his family.
Well, unfortunately, he's not. We're staying down at the shelter, and they don't take pets. But a kennel has volunteered to take him.
A kennel? You mean doggy jail?
No, a shelter like the one that we're living in, except for dogs. But thank you for pointing out the similarities to jail. Come on, baby. We got to get back to the shelter now.
Okay, you know what? We have plenty of room. Why don't y'all just stay here with us, all of you?
Oh, no, Reba, that's asking too much.
No, it's not. Really. Really, we can make room. Stay with us. Don't go back down there to that shelter.
Yeah. It's horrible and cold and full of homeless people.
Does she live here?
No.
Then we'll stay.
That stupid copy machine breaks down every other day, and so I took the flyer and I put it in the fax machine, but then the fax machine jammed, so we don't have any flyers for our open house tomorrow.
You think you had it rough? I had to listen to you all the way home.
I'm sorry, Van. I'm just in a terrible mood. I really shouldn't be around people today.
Mrs. H, do you see him too?
Black people.
Oh, Ruby girl, you so crazy. Yo, Reeves, man.
Barbara Jean.
What is going on here?
A miracle. Grandma Ruby finally got in touch with her family, and she was going to meet him at the shelter, but I said, that's silly. There's tons more room at Reba's house.
Barbara Jean, did you do something with your hair?
Yeah, yeah. Do you like it? Felicia did it. I won't have to wash my hair for a month.
Something smells great, and I'm hungry. What an awesome convergence of circumstances.
I feel you, V. There's food in the kitchen, not a sound.
No. No, I don't.
I do. Word.
Hello.
Virgie, I don't have enough room here for all these people.
First off, they're called my peeps. And they're only here for dinner, so chill, girlfriend. I love that.
Barbara Jean, you're the whitest person in Texas. Stop talking like that.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Well, everybody, make yourself at home. Hey, Brock.
Hey, Reba.
Aren't you gonna ask me why I have 20 black people in my living room?
I noticed you had a lot of people. I didn't notice the color of their skin.
There he is. There's my little piece of white chocolate.
Oh, good, Barbara Jean, you did your hair. And just in time for our formal dinner at the club.
That's right. Yeah. I gotta get my bling bling. Keep it trill, y'all. Late.
Oh, I totally know what you guys must be going through. I have been through some really hard stuff myself. First, I got pregnant in high school. And on top of that, I got myself a drinking problem. You know, but I guess every family has problems like that.
Okay, girls, take that into the other room and make sure that everyone has enough to eat. And keep away from her.
This is so good. What is it?
Jambalaya.
What? Why would you do that? I love that dog.
Ben, the dog's outside in the yard.
Then what dog is this?
We went to the store and bought some food and cooked it.
Oh. Well, it's really good.
So you guys wore the same clothes for 2 weeks?
Yep.
That's awesome. The most I've ever gone is 3 days. That's when I was at my dad's.
You know, Reba, I want to thank you for everything, but we're all going back to the shelter tonight, including Darnell and I.
Oh. Are you sure you're going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. Now that my family's back together, we're going to be fine.
Mom, can't they stay?
Well, honey, it'll be a little crowded if everybody stays.
But remember what you said about charity. Even though it's hard on us, we always help those in need.
Did I say that?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, I did say that. Can't remember to change shirts for 3 days, but you remembered that.
So, can they all stay?
Yeah, Grandma, can we?
You know, Jake, honey, your mama's already done enough, and who knows how long this might go on.
That doesn't matter. She does this all the time. She took me in, and I've been here for 4 years.
So, Mom, can they stay? Please, please, please.
Please.
Please, with jambalaya on top.
What am I gonna say, no? Can I say no? They can.
Yeah, this is gonna be great.
Hey, wouldn't it be fun if your family stayed here for 4 years?
Ooh, something smells good.
Hey, no cotton.
What are you talking about?
The line for breakfast forms are right here.
Honey, I don't have time to wait in line.
Oh, yeah. Whitey jumps to the front.
Get over here.
Save my spot.
Look, I'm sorry, but I've been late for work because I couldn't get in the bathroom because there was such a line. And then when I did get in, all the towels were wet, so I couldn't take a shower.
Oh, that's a very sad story. If it only had a dramatic ending, like, and then I was pulled off the roof from my submerged home by a helicopter.
I'm not trying to be difficult. It's just that I've been late for work for the last 3 mornings.
Oh, that is a very sad story, Mrs. H. If it only had a dramatic ending, like, the next thing I knew, I was floating down Main Street in a laundry basket.
Knock it off, Van.
Oh, there you are, Reba. I brought you a plate. We were running out of sausage. I wanted you to have some.
Oh, man, it's my favorite.
Darnell.
Sorry. You can have it, Mrs. Hart. We're very grateful.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ruby, but I'll just get a bagel on the way to work. Thanks.
Dibs!
Hey!
Shut up, Darnell.
Ruby, this is so delicious. You can practically taste the South and the Cajun influence. What do you call them?
Eggos.
That is so cute. Here we call them waffles.
Okay, guys, if you need me, I'll be at the office. I really got to get going.
Oh, okay. You want me to call you a cab, or are you going to take the bus?
I was thinking about taking my car, but is there a line for it, too?
Yeah, kinda. See, I lent it to Cassandra and Felicia. They have to go downtown and file a claim with the government, pick up a temporary cell phone, and then on the way back, I'm treating them to hair extensions. Mom, it's very important for their self-esteem.
Hey, you should get some.
Shut up, Van. I have gorgeous hair.
Okay, the bus it is. I'm gonna be late for work again.
Oh, it's a very sad story. If it only had a dramatic...
Van! I will pull your tongue out.
Oh. Dog food is so gross.
I know. It's like you cooked it.
Man, I need an aspirin. I don't know what it is, but I've got a horrible headache.
Get back! Get down! Look, there's a cat! Barbara Jean, how come I've got a whole house full of people and all you've got is just a yard full of dogs?
Well, I invited Ruby and her family to stay with me, but they all said no. All at once.
You know, Cheyenne, maybe you, me, and the baby should stay over here for a little while.
Mm. What are you talking about?
Oh, you know, because living at your house is hell.
It is not.
It is too, Mom. There's way too many people. I can never get to the bathroom. I can never watch what I want on TV, and Van's been snoring.
You think this has been easy on me? They're killing me at Domino's.
Well, I, for one, am disappointed. I think you two should take a page from your mother's book and learn how to be a good person.
I want them gone.
What?
I can't help it. I've got people everywhere in my house, and they're all thanking me. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, you're welcome. Now get out.
I see. Is it because we're black?
Barbara Jean, you're white. You're the whitest person in Holland. You know, this charity thing is so much harder when you have to live it. I mean, why can't I just write a check and go on about my business?
Because you don't have any money, Mom.
Just kick them out of the house, Mrs. H.
I can't do that, not after everything they've been through.
Well, then do something that'll make them want to leave. Play that country music you like so much.
So you want me to kick those poor people out of my house because we're not comfortable? People, are we all really that shallow?
Some of us, yes.
Well, I can't do it. Even though it's gonna make us miserable, we're gonna help those people and we're gonna be happy doing it!
I agree with Reba.
Oh, stick a sock in it, Snoop Dogg.
Don't be a hater, Rebizzle.
Hey, Ruby.
Oh, hey, Reba.
Wow, you forget how big this place is until you see it empty.
I know. Send everybody down to the park so the kids could play.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Nice ain't got nothing to do with it. They were driving me nuts. You know, Reba, ever since that hurricane, all I've heard is noise. Every day, all day, just noise. Do you know what that's like?
Have you met Barbara Jean?
Yeah, that whole new wife hanging around all the time situation. Is that a white thing or are you just crazy?
I guess I'm just crazy.
Well, if you wasn't, you wouldn't have 18 strangers moving in on you. So I thank God that all your screws aren't tight, Reba.
Hey, Ruby, we need to talk.
This is what you miss.
What?
This picture of your family. Now, it might sound crazy, but it's not the house or the furniture or all that big stuff that you miss. It's the pictures. That little old jewelry box that Donnell made me out of tongue depressors. Well, that and my lazy boy recliner.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Jake once made me a potholder made out of paper towels.
Bet you saved it.
No, it burst into flames.
What you want to talk to me about, Reba?
Ah, nothing, I'm fine.
Reba, you got 18 people living in your house and there's nothing you need to talk to me about?
Okay, I'm not fine. I'm losing my mind. I should be happy doing this. I should have joy in my heart, but I'm miserable.
Of course you are. Girl, if Uncle Tyrone leaves one more wet towel in a ball on the floor, I'm gonna slap the black off of myself.
So it's okay that this isn't easy?
Reba. Honey, we had a disaster.
Yeah.
Tends not to be easy. But I got something I need to tell you.
What?
And that's why I sent everybody down to the park. We're leaving.
No, no, it's not that tough on us. You gotta stay.
Reba, my son called. He's coming tonight. And we're going back to New Orleans. He's gonna work for that Habitat for Humanity. We're gonna rebuild our city.
So you're going back? It's gonna be hard.
Well, it ain't no harder than living with a crazy white family.
You know, the problem with all this is there's no instruction manual.
Really?
No.
Come here, Reba. Read your Bible right there.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger.
And you invited me in.
Oh, Ruby, I'm gonna miss you. I really am.
I'm gonna miss you too, Reba. Blonde with the braids, not so much.
Here. Here's a picture of your crazy white family to go in your new home.
Well, I'm guessing that your neighbors have noticed the 18 black people down at the park. Okay, man.
Gina, it's been 3 weeks. When are you gonna get rid of those silly cornrows?
Reba, I like how this looks. I like what it says about me. And plus, I can't. I've tried and tried. I think they're stuck. I think I'm gonna have to shave my head.
All right, go out to the garage and get my weed whacker.
Hey, Mom, we got a letter from Ruby.
Oh, read it. Dear Reba, we're back in New Orleans and working with Habitat for Humanity. It's so beautiful seeing hundreds of strangers pitching in and building house after house. You should come down here. It's something to see. Plus, we miss you.
Reba, we should go down there. I would really love to help out.
Oh, Barbara Jean, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, why not?
I'm gonna say this as delicately as I can. She didn't like you.
But if you do come down, please be sure to bring Barbara Jean with you.
See?
I told all these people about her and no one believes me.
I've been spreading the word about Habitat for Humanity together with my friends from Whirlpool. Now we need your help more than ever. Hurricane Katrina has left thousands of people homeless. Habitat is responding with Operation Home Delivery, pre-building parts of homes and shipping them into areas affected by the hurricane. Please join us. Go to whirlpool.com to find out how you can help. We can rebuild one family at a time. Thank you, and God bless.